We have gratitude for the prayers and the sensitivity to our loss, as well as the sensitivity to the leading of the Spirit, our comforter. Ian's death led to my brokenness as I realized the weakness of human flesh and knowledge. Because of prayer on the part of believers, being faithful and led by the Spirit, God has blessed us with mercy and peace despite this dark event. To a worldly person, such an occurrence would be a reason to give up on life itself. With the Comforter, we have life, light, peace, and love, and even joy. We have assurances through the Spirit of Ian being in heaven with God, and that he has peace. I have been given that this is part of the church's ongoing spiritual warfare, which we are being prepared for by God. God is calling out believers to a walk of faith and being filled with the Spirit. We are praying for revival and Holy Spirit filling in our church, the Christian community in Alexandria, in our state, our country, and in the world. Amen. Thank you.
Good morning. Can y'all hear me? Is that too loud? I'll probably cry. Ian was bold, loving, and creative. His great joy in life was to help people and bring a smile to their face. Most of the people that knew him would agree that he had a singular delight in people, whether they were babies, kids, homeless people, or adults. Today I'm going to share some things about Ian that you might not know, and I am absolutely convinced it would be fine with him if it helps anyone here in their struggles. From the time Ian was a little kid, he always felt things very deeply. And during his life's journey, he got into the habit of using marijuana to deal with his emotional pain. This paved the way for a life-altering decision. When I was dying in the hospital, November 2014, the good news is that I didn't die, that God saved me through y'all's prayers, which I believe with my whole heart, from a perforated bowel, someone offered him synthetic marijuana, which is also called Spice or Mojo, K2. It's a mishmash of chemicals sold legally as incense at that time in convenience stores and gas stations, but it was actually targeted to sell as a drug to be used by young people. He had gotten into the habit of relying on drugs to deal with his pain. Even though he was able to quit and survived a brutal withdrawal, he was never really able to come back to himself. He lost himself before we lost him. He told me the weekend before he died, "I'm having a hard time holding myself together." But even then, he was so far away from himself and his Christ, he was trying to use drugs to help him cope and get through. Every comfort we turn to ease our pain, to cope with life, or to just get through the day that is not Christ, is a road to death.
Amen.
Romans 8:6 says, "So letting your sinful nature control your mind leads to death. But letting the Holy Spirit control your mind leads to life and peace." We tend to think of death and life in Bible verses as figurative language, standing in for a good life or a miserable life. The truth is much simpler. God is showing us the road to all death and all life, literal death and literal life. We all suffer disappointment, rejection, failures, and loss. Are we taking those pains of life to the cross? Or are we pleading with God for His strength to sustain us through those times? It's of utmost importance because whatever we practice running to in the small pains of life, we will certainly run to during the darkest times. 1 Peter 5:8 says, "Stay alert. Watch out for your great enemy, the devil. He prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour." This is true. The devil is planning our destruction, waiting patiently for us to turn from our Savior and explore the many paths of false comfort that Satan baits our lives with. His great desire is to see us destroyed utterly. Anything you rely on in place of Christ, whether it's drugs, food, sex, TV, video games, movies, worldly advice, the list is never ending, is Satan's plan to begin and finish the work of stealing your life. At the end of Ian's life, he hated himself. And that is the root of the tragedy. Because Christ sacrificed himself to save Ian from that hatred. If you're here today and you hate yourself, that is not of God.
Amen.
If you're not a Christian, become one.
Amen.
Christ has paid the price for your sins. If you are a Christian and you struggle with hating yourself, all you need to do is repent of your sins and accept God's complete forgiveness, believing in His love and promises.
Amen.
Every morning I weep to God, and I wept this morning, to forgive me for the ways I failed Ian, who not only was my precious son, but my dear and loyal friend. But the truth is that God has forgiven me the very first time I asked.
Amen.
It is I who must return to the cross over and over to find the rest in that forgiveness. Ian was a Christian. He is in heaven, and I'm looking forward to seeing him again.
Amen.
I miss him terribly. Being a Christian living here in this fallen world is a constant struggle. Please learn from Ian's struggles and turn to God and His hands and feet on earth, our church, to make it through this hard life. God has given us help, but we must embrace it and we must walk in it. Choose the life of Christ, not the false comforts that this world has to offer. I love you, my dear family in Christ, and I'm so grateful for you, and I pray that God bless you and keep you and give us everything we need.